I can live without you. I can eventually forget you. But why should I? I don't want to go back to a me before you. I want to know what it'll be a me with you in the here and now, today and tomorrow. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Not Your Average WCW. My name is Elspeth Chimeta, aka Lady E. And you know, this is the extension of my point of view, MPV, my point of view, my favorite, everybody's favorite blog, where we paint pictures with words, give a lot of flavor to opinions. And I basically write from my personal experiences, and I share my thoughts and lessons through each experience. So there was a question I was asked recently. What would you do if he married someone else? Oh my twist. You don't even want to see what my face looked like when I had to really ponder upon this question. So it's been, this is officially 21 days of no contact with him. He's not tried to reach out. I know he's been lurking around. He lurked around my statuses. He lurked around my socials, I think. And he came by my workplace once, I was told. So I was told. But still, nothing. And I've been trying to walk in no fear, where I'm not afraid that he'll choose someone else. Obviously, he's seeing other people. But I told myself that, look, let him, you know, a butterfly, you know, you just let it go. Like, I was thinking of Mariah Carey's Butterfly the other day when I was doing my playlist. So I actually have a playlist called The Separation. It's going through the motions of different emotions. What I assume he would probably sing to me or say to me, and what I want to say to him. Don't worry, I'll share it in the link before. I'm not sure if I'm ready for it, but anyway, it's a very, really good playlist because it's an interesting blend. From 80s to 90s to 2000s. Yeah, a blend of R&B, pop, country. Yeah, it's very interesting, you know. But how do I feel about the current person that I have feelings for if he married someone else? I would be devastated. Oh, you don't even want to know what would happen. I feel already being separated and not talking to each other is killing me. I know I have to be strong. I have to pretend to be okay, but it's killing me. And for me, it's like things just ended abruptly. Yes, I chose to walk away because I wanted him to make mature decisions, and really decisions where I'm not forcing him to want to be with me, where I'm not saying choose me, where I'm not desperate. Although, yeah, we all know that how it ended. I kind of went into desperate mode, and that was just very unattractive. But I had to grieve that. I've been going through the grieving process of what I thought it should be, and trying to adjust myself and say, when he does come back, I'll be healthier. I'll set healthier boundaries. We can now do the whole slow burn. Like, we are literally pacing ourselves. Yes, I do see a future with him. I'm trying not to work with feelings and try to move with logic, but I do feel strongly about him and I like him. I feel like we've got a lot of common ground. And I feel like he's willing to learn. Like if he moves outside his Aquarian stubbornness, I believe that we could. Yes, there she goes using stars. Don't worry, I didn't do the whole matchy matchy things. If I start, we already know generally those who follow the zodiac, this Aquarius and Cancer. It's a challenging. Out of all the air signs, I think obviously out of all the air signs, I'm more compatible with my father's star sign, Libra. Aquarius are very aloof. I've siblings who are Aquarius, and yeah, it's a lot. We don't really understand each other. But I'm not working with our star signs. I'm working with, and also our age is kinder because he's 2 years older than me. It also works against me to some extent because I feel like I'm somewhat years older, and also the fact that I am a parent. He is here to have kids. So I'm already light years ahead, but he's been the most comfortable thing experience in my life, in my dating life. And I kind of felt like okay, so this is my confession. The day I met him, I sit down and I felt this peace. Like I sit down and I was just like, just not trying to give him time. And then somewhere in my subconscious, it was like, this is my husband. And then there was this peace that I felt like I'm breathing. And I felt so comfortable around him. Maybe a little too comfortable because I did Speedy Gonzales and I am not proud of it. Processes and things that I had promised myself and promised God that I'd wait. But I allowed him to lead. I initially I wasn't chasing, I wasn't sending him messages. I let him lead with the communication and see where his head was. Then we went on our date. I wanted to understand where he was. And I kind of felt it was a bit shaky, but I just said, let me not think too far ahead and just see. And maybe that's the mistake I'd made. And then when I then finally said that, I already mentioned initially. From day one, I told him that I want to get married. Maybe he didn't take it seriously, so I had to re I had to say it again so that it made sense to him that if he's going to be with me, he mustn't waste my time. And if he really wants to be with me, I've already presented who I am and what I can pour into the relationship, what I can do. So, I am. So I don't believe I'm the best thing that's ever happened to him. He's probably dated better or been with better or he's seeing better, but I just gave him the best of me and a bit of the worst with the anxious avoidant attachment style. But it's something I'm working on, and I even highlighted to him. We shared that we are both works in progress, therapy. We kind of share almost a similar story. Well, I'm again light years ahead of him, but I really, really, really believe that he'll come back. Maybe not now, so I kind of have to wait for divine timing. But I honestly to God am praying that he doesn't marry someone else and he takes his time to see. To weigh out his options, if he has options, or to get his life together. Because my assumption is that because he's been really working hard and he got a promotion. So for me, it's like, let him adjust to this position and just get his finances, his A game together, just get everything together. So I was like, I'm trying not to be that pressure babe, and just give him his time and space. But I would love for him to contact me. I really, really would love, but again, divine timing. Sometimes we want things in the here and now, but we need to learn our lessons and see and unlearn bad habits. Like for me, I need to unlearn a lot of the neediness. It's not bad to be needy, but there's a certain neediness that comes from lack. So I need to move away from lack and move into abundance. And because I have shown abundance, I've shown him abundance. And I keep playing in things, if I'm not the one you want, who is she? Take your time to figure out who is she. If I'm not the one you want, then maybe I'll be the one you need. But I believe that we met for a reason and a greater purpose. And I don't think I'm crazy for sitting and saying, this is my husband. And this happened way before before God spoke to me that this is my last year of being single. In my head, I've been thinking of my career. I spent the whole of last year trying to be, focused on my career. So for me, it's like, and God just speaks to me that, no, we are entering a place of a relationship. You're gonna find your Boaz. I'm not finding Boaz. Boaz is gonna see me. Let me point out, not Boaz, Isaac is gonna find me, Rebecca, at the well. So that's how I perceive it. In the meantime, like Esther, I'm being prepared, perfume, everything else, So yeah, I'm speaking from a Christian point of view, but in general, it's just a process of just continuously becoming the best version of myself, because we did say that we are in the season of manifesting, and we're going to manifest everything that we desire from the bottom of our heart, but we're also going to work towards that manifestation. So it's manifestation for me. It's not just wishful thinking. Manifestation is actually being proactive about it, putting action into everything that you want, and just letting the divine align you, and just allowing God to align you, just allowing the process. But in between, you're just putting in the work, because nothing works if you don't work. So even relationships. So for me, I don't want to think that he'll marry someone else, and I really don't want him to marry someone. I want him to marry me. So, and I am optimistic. I really am. So, yeah, I'm working on being an abundance person, including finances, because I believe if he and I team up, we are going to be wealthy. And I think because of the wisdom I'm learning, and because he works for Jews, like I like how culturally the community actually teaches about money. I've been learning about money through there was this principle I was taught about the money jars, and I was like, this is something that we can apply as well, in our home, even from a Christian perspective, how to handle money. I think Abrahamic religions overall, the principles of money are good. So it's something I really, really want to, I would want us. Levels of faith, I'd be lying, but he does go to church, and I had been encouraging him to go to church and pray, but I'm not trying to drag him to church. It's just a principle that, life is going to get you down, but let us grow, So, yeah. So, yes, to answer the question, what would I do if he married someone else? I'll lose my mind. But I guess I'll just have to get to a place where I accept it. But I'll then have to ask God why. Because if he was promised to me, then why is God giving my husband to someone else when he should be with me? Because I went through my poems, and when I look at him and look at him and I and the journey, I actually realized that I spoke this man into reality. I manifested this man. I know it sounds crazy, but it's a particular poem. Initially, when I wrote it, I had someone in mind, but along the way, I just started writing the man I wanted. And then there's so many poems where I'm just sharing, and it's like I'm speaking about him, my suddenly, my unexpected, and I'm his unexpected. I think he met me so that I could be that upheaval in his life and try to give him a perspective, like where he needs to start being strong and decisive without me being pushy, but just him coming to a place where he maturely makes decisions, decisions that are good for the greater good. We'll have to see what's written in the stars and what's going to happen. But I am patiently preparing and waiting for him. And I'm hoping that he will get in touch soon and we can map our way forward. But if y'all see him in the streets, please don't tell me. It's none of my business. But I would want him to be honest with me, because we are adults, and choose for myself if I am going to be with him, for his honesty of everything that, you know. I don't want him to tell me what I want to hear. I want him to tell me the truth. Because I've been nothing but honest with him from the first day. And I've not pretended. I thought, I never thought I'd be so sweet and kind in my life and not angry. He even said that I have this energy, and sometimes he can hear me smile when, you know, through the phone. So, yeah. No, I don't want him to marry anyone else, and I don't want to fathom him marrying someone else. But anyway, what are you wishing for? How are you preparing for your somebody, your someone? Have you met them? And if not, share your description, like without anybody in mind, but tell me how you could tell he's the one. Because I understood when everybody says, you know when you know. And I just thought, maybe it's lust. But I realized, no, this is the real thing. Anyway, P.S. Always write your own love story. This is your girl, Lady A. Ciao.